As reporters and cameramen awaited the first advisement hearing of Robert Louis Deer, a line of squad cars formed across the street in front of the El Paso County Coroner's Office.
This is one of the ways law enforcement honors one of their own.
El Paso County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Jacqueline Kirby explained officers were preparing for a procession to transfer UCCS officer Garrett Swayze's body to a funeral home. Swayze was one of three people killed in the shootout. The procession was led by a black hearse. It was a somber preamble to the first court appearance of Deer, which took place just 15 minutes later in the detention center across the street.
All rise.
In a live video link, Deer, a large man with a silver beard and unkempt gray hair, could be seen wearing a white padded vest with Velcro on the shoulders. He was flanked by Daniel King, an attorney with the Colorado Public Defender's Office, who recently defended James Holmes, the gunman in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting. During Monday's 12-minute hearing, presiding judge Gilbert Martinez advised Deer of his rights and notified him of his initial charge.
As I stated earlier, the initial charge against you is murder in the first degree. The penalty for that charge is minimum of life in prison and maximum of death.
District Attorney Dan May says other charges are still possible. Deer spoke only three times during the hearing, and only to acknowledge that he could hear the judge and that he had no questions about his rights. Deer is due back in court December 9th. For KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.